You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Attention, sports fans. Are you a fan of an NFL team? Would you like to attend your favorite team's Week 1 game? Well, you're in luck. Fans First Sports Network is giving away 4 free tickets to the Week 1 NFL game of your choice, up to $5,000. The rules to enter are simple. Go to contest.fansfirstsports.com and fill out the appropriate information. That's it. Once you've done that, you've been officially registered to win the 4 free tickets to any Week 1 NFL game. What are you waiting for? Go enter for your shot at seeing your favorite team in action. Contest ends on September 4th.
Hi there, and welcome to Oaktown Boys, season 3, episode 25. It's been a cool minute, honestly.
I went on vacation. I went camping at Pismo Beach. I saw a bunch of whales.
I went to a wedding. I went to my cousin's wedding. Congratulations, Connor and Julie. And also went camping. And we took a little bit of time off.
And you saw a bunch of dolphins.
I also saw, but we used to, like, tons more marine life visualized since the last time we recorded.
We speculate the Hurricane Hillary caused a ruckus out in that ocean.
Yeah, I didn't want to be in a hurricane personally, so I don't blame the dolphins for not wanting to be in a hurricane.
No.
You know? But it was crazy. It was awesome.
Things were popping off out there.
And you saw tons of whales. I mean, tons of whales. I would say of the two, the whales might be a little bit cooler. The dolphins were doing cool stuff, but man, seeing one whale was cool. Seeing tons of whales do tons of stuff is like, you're like David Attenborough.
It was unreal. We watched them for like 4 or 5 hours. And the whole time, they just kept playing baseball.
They did. The season rolls on one way or the other, you know. So let's see. Starting off the recaps.
A's got swept at home by the Orioles.
Who are good. They're a good team. And we are not really a good team. So that was a little bit predictable. That might have happened.
This one doesn't hurt so bad. at this point, like, it's hard not to root for the Orioles. They've been so bad for so long. They've had a lot of seasons very similar to the ones the A's are having.
Yeah. And Fuji's over there.
They got Rutschman. Their team's pretty fun. Cedric Mullins.
Fuji continues to confound. But, yeah, first game was what, 9-4?
9-4, they lost.
Not good.
Not a whole lot to talk about.
Yeah. This was just really one of those. I think this speaks to the improvement overall in the second half, that the series where they look completely overmatched are becoming like fewer and further between. You know, like it's not happening three or four series in a row. You know, they're like getting up off the mat most of the time. This one was one where they got beat pretty soundly in most facets of the game. but you know, they're not a good team. They're a young team, so this is going to happen, especially against teams that are rolling the way the Orioles are rolling right now.
The A's pitching is fading a little bit.
Yeah.
Not that it was ever burning very brightly. But the next game, the A's managed to make it into extras, tied at two, and then gave up five runs, lost 7-2. You love to see that.
Yeah. Who was it? Adrian Martinez kind of fell apart a little bit.
He did.
Shea Langeliers is starting to come to life.
Major
pretty considerably. And I think this series was kind of the beginning of that, right? He had kind of started to look a little bit better. Game, at least, he's 2-for-4, doubled. We're going to be talking a lot about Shea Langeliers going forward through this stretch, though, because he's been pretty cool.
Gelof had two more hits, and Aledmys Diaz is finally kind of hot. He had two home runs.
Yeah, Gelof, two hits, two walks. Man, the guy just keeps doing cool stuff. And then game three was not good.
Got blown out.
Not good.
17 hits for the Orioles, 12 runs. They had home runs from Mateo, Mountcastle, Henderson, and did Henderson get a... No. He decided to go for the double instead of the single, or he would have had a cycle.
Yeah.
So he had two doubles instead of a single.
J.P. Sears did not have it.
No. Yeah, and that's kind of... He was the one thing holding the rotation together, and now that he's kind of fallen off his game a little bit, it's just not looking great out there when it comes to the mound for the A's.
Two more hits for Gelof, a homer for Rooker.
20.
Who is starting to... If Brent Rooker can do what he's done over the last, like, 6 weeks... Over the course of a year. Like, I don't know if we're ever going to see a stretch quite like we saw at the beginning of the year from Rooker. Maybe. Who knows?
Maybe periodically.
But over the last, I would say, second half of the season, pretty confidently, he's been a useful everyday player.
He's been a nice piece.
Not outside of those two, basically nothing to talk about.
Yep.
They got skunked.
Moving on to a series versus the Orioles. I mean, the Royals.
A better matchup for the A's.
Far better. The A's can still catch the Royals when it comes to worst record in MLB. So keep your eye on that.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe not the most impressive thing that they've ever been gunning for, but something to gun for.
This game had the most home runs the A's have hit in a minute. Jordan Diaz hit one. Gelof, Langeliers, and Rooker all homered.
Another Shea Langeliers signing. Yep. I told you we'd be talking about.
Langeliers is hot. Yes. Blackburn has definitely been the A's best pitcher as of late.
Yes, and he was great.
Say that. 6 innings, 6 Ks, 1 walk. Kind of a very typical Blackburn day. 4 hits, 2 runs.
Yeah. I'm excited Danny Jimenez is back. I'm not 100% sold on what he's been doing so far, but I mean, I also believe in Danny Jimenez to at least be, you know, pretty good.
I'm shocked to see Kirby Sneeds. He's got a 2.45 ERA.
Yeah, I think he's one blow up away from that not being good anymore.
That's true. It's a very small sample size.
And Trevor May got the dub.
The A's won. The A's won the first game.
Yeah. This was the Rooker walk-off, wasn't it?
I suppose it was. Yes, it was. Brent Rooker walk-off.
Awesome. We'll talk about this more later.
Two-run home run. It was an awesome night. In the ninth, it was tied at 4. A's 1-6-4.
Yeah. Love a walk-off, especially in kind of a lost season, you know?
Yep.
And then game three also went to the A's.
Game two.
5-4.
I think this is game
two. This is game two. You're right. Game two. 5-4. So they're up 2-0 in the series currently. It was awesome. This was a pretty good game. More Aledmys Diaz knocked in 3 runs.
Another home run for Bangleers.
Rooker was 2-for-4, knocked in a run. This was a fun game to watch.
Gelof with a steal.
Jimenez opened and looked pretty cool. Hogan Harris was
He got the W for some reason.
He did. He was the bulk reliever after the opener thing is Oh, it's very interesting.
It's a sneaky way to get a win.
It is. And yeah, there, look at Kirby Snead. Kirby Snead with a hold. May with a save. Trevor May has figured it out. Trevor May's been good.
He's back to being a very serviceable reliever.
And he's one of those guys where if you could maybe take, I wish you could do ERA or overall numbers kind of like grade on a curve. You know, like, okay, Trevor May, you get to throw out like your worst three performances. If you get to 60 performances, you get to throw out your worst three ones. Because I feel like there's two or three outings where if he got rid of him, everything would look so good.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Because earlier in the year, I mean, I feel like we talked about it on this podcast. When he blew up, he was blowing up. You know, like lots of runs. And relievers can't do that very often and still have the overall numbers look pretty rosy. So I'm interested to see how appealing Trevor May can actually get his numbers to be by the end of the year. I mean, he's already been good, I would say, based on where he was at and what he's done in the past. So I would like to see if he can, you know, get himself into the threes for the ERA, get himself up to maybe 20 saves, you know, I mean, not lofty goals, but they'd be cool
somewhere.
Yeah. And he's around next year, right? We got him for a couple of years. So
free agent 2024. What does that mean? No, I think he
1 year deal, maybe.
Agent.
1 year deal. Well, either way,
his nickname is Lurch. Didn't know that.
Let's see here. Next game.
Game three, the A's lost. 4-0.
4-0. They got cut up by Cole Reagans.
The A's got a hit from Jonah Bride and a hit from Nick Allen, and that was it. 3 walks also. Adrian Martinez was ineffective.
Yeah.
Mueller was okay. Mueller's starting to pitch again, and I don't know if this was game one, but Sean Newcomb made his, I think it was his debut game for the A's. And so far, so good from him. We'll be talking more about him a little bit.
Yeah,
later.
We'll talk about that later. Boring game.
Moving
other
on.
Than Sean Newcomb. The A's won the series, though. Series win, we'll take it.
And there was an opportunity to win another series playing another team who maybe isn't having the greatest season. That's the White Sox. So, 2 back-to-back opponents that the A's could beat, and in game one, they did. 8-5. Lots of hits.
2 homers from Langeliers.
9 hits by the team. 2 home runs from Langeliers.
And 1 from Geloff, and 1 from Rooker.
Yep. And Kemp.
Oh, that's right.
Number 4 on the season from Tony Kemp.
Yeah, we got a stolen base from Ryan Noda.
Mm.
Really, love lots of good Noda stuff back. Happening. Waldichuk got through 5 and didn't walk anyone.
That's intriguing. He did give up 3 home runs and only struck out 4.
But
gave up 5.
Got through 5, and then the bullpen was great.
The bullpen was great. I see Kirby Snead's in there again doing some work.
And Trevor May was saved number 14.
Damn, Snead lowered his ERA to 1.93 in this game.
He did. And I like that they still seem to be rolling with Urseg in important spots because the numbers aren't great. He's been kind of bad in some outings, but I think he's good.
I think he's good,
too. You know,
I think he's got potential.
I think it's the same thing as Waldichuk. You know, Waldichuk, I mean, after this game, his ERA was 6.05, which is not good.
No.
But it's also not at all representative of the way Waldichuk's been pitching the last 3 weeks plus, you know, which I will talk more about later, actually. But yeah, this game was cool. I had a good time watching this game. It was back and forth and they did what they needed to do and the bullpen shut it down, which is something that we've not been able to say a lot this year. So it was fun to have it happen at least one time.
Mm-hmm. And then the next game, the A's blew it out. A rare blowout victory.
Yes.
12-4.
Tons of cool stuff in this game, honestly.
Fueled by home runs from Nick Allen and Ryan Noda. A 15-hit attack. A 4-hit game for Nick Allen.
Yeah,
3-hit game for Kemp.
4 hits and 5 RBIs. And it was like something. It was one of those stats where it was like first time since like 1930 or something that the team's gotten 4 hits and 5 RBIs, including a homer from their 9-spot guy.
Yep.
We're starting to see some flashes from Nick Allen. You know, locking down the 9 spot in a lineup isn't like the coolest thing that you can do, but someone's got to hit 9. And if Nick Allen, what we've gotten from Nick Allen most of the year, especially recently, will work for me from the 9 spot with how good with the glove he is when he's on.
Reminds me a bit of Cliff Pennington.
Yeah, totally. I agree with that.
Can get the job done, but rock steady out there in the field.
Yeah, and two more hits from Rooker. We got a hit from Lawrence Butler.
Yeah.
Hitting an RBI from Zach Geloff. I love Ryan Noda in the leadoff spot also.
Oh, Ryan Noda is great.
Yeah.
I think the big storyline of this game was Zach Neale getting a victory.
Yes.
What was it? His first in 7 years or something
emotional after the game. And yeah. That was, you know, I mean, in this type of season, that's the kind of stuff that's got to happen. You know, like
we need some moments.
You got to be giving these dudes chances to shine a little bit because you stink.
Yeah, there's no reason
not
to.
If you have an opportunity to give a guy who seems as cool as Zach Neale an opportunity to have something like that happen, you got to do everything you can to make it happen. You know,
a beautiful baseball moment.
Yeah,
Sean Newcomb. Newcomb
came in. It was amazing.
2 innings, 1 walk, 3K.
Like I don't. It's hard not to talk about this right now. but
we're going
to
get there, Dan. We're going to get there.
He's color us impressed thus far.
And a decent outing by, what's his name? Francisco Perez. That's right.
Yeah. Who numbers don't look great.
But that was a good outing.
Yeah, and they roughed up Dylan Cease.
Dylan Cease is having a terrible season. I still have him on my fantasy team, and it might be time to drop
him. Yeah, we'll get to that, too.
So the A's are up 2-0 in a 4-game set, and suddenly they lose one.
Because yes,
JP Sears had a chance to win the series.
Sweep
had
series.
A weird game.
No, or is it a four? Set. Oh, it's four. Never mind.
He went 6, gave up 6, walked 2, struck out 8, but 3 home runs. Just did him in. Urseg came in and pitched 2 more innings of good ball. After that, the A's just couldn't do enough on the offensive side. Spread out 4 hits.
Yeah.
4 singles.
This game was kind of a bummer.
Yeah, they were kind of on a roll, and they messed it up.
Yeah. And Sears just ran out of gas, and mm-hmm. you can tell, you know.
Not quite as effective as he was, that's for sure.
The
next game, Mike Clevinger came and ruined our day.
Yeah, he cooked us.
He's been 10. Hot lately.
10 over, struck out 10 over 6 in 7 6 in, 7 innings. 1 hit.
Another game of no extra base hits.
Yeah.
We did get a 2 stolen bases from Ruiz. He's up to 51.
He broke the 50 threshold. That's exciting. You know.
It's still too bad he was out for so long with injury, or he could be at 70.
Yeah. Moncada went 4-for-4 for them.
Another
knocked in 2 runs. He was pretty well. He played pretty well the whole series.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think he homered in game 3.
Been a bunk season for him.
Yeah, so it's kind of good to see him coming up. I wish it wasn't against the A's, but it's good. I mean, the White Sox has been bad.
I'd rather be an A's fan than a White Sox fan.
I agree with that.
The White Sox fans are down so bad they're sneaking in guns in their belly fat.
Dude, that was crazy. What a crazy story.
Yeah, I don't know if it was this game, but there was a weird shooting incident at one of these A's White Sox games where apparently a woman snuck in a gun in her large belly rolls and accidentally discharged it in the middle of the game and grazed herself and another woman.
Like Plaxico Burress.
Very strange. And like not the first shooting incident at this ballpark.
No.
Unfortunately.
Weird stuff. That was crazy.
Very bizarre.
Weird end. A weird footnote to the whole series, honestly.
Yep.
And then the Mariners.
To Seattle, the A's go.
And
Brendan Woo shut him down.
Yep. They didn't score any runs. Kyle Muller was pretty bad.
They did get a double from Seth Brown, but that's it. First extra base hit in days.
Yeah.
Kyle Muller struggled again. Adrian Martinez did a little bit better.
Slightly. He was, compared to Kyle Muller, he was great. Julio Rodriguez, man. Jeezy Pete's. 4-for-5, knocked in 3 runs, homered. doubled. He's doing everything right now. He is. It may be a little bit too late, but he is making one of the more legitimate second half MVP pushes that I've ever seen. You know,
Jordan Crawford,
Julio Rodriguez.
Oh. For some reason, I thought we were talking about Crawford. Mm. I was like, calm down, Dan.
No, Julio Rodriguez.
Julio Rodriguez is my fantasy savior.
7-0, they killed us in pretty much every way. And that brings us to today. And we're currently winning.
Winning 3-1.
Top of the eighth.
Let's see how it goes.
Waldichuk was pretty good. I mean, he was a little wild. He walked 5. He only made it through 4 innings. But it gave up 1 run. No homers. Sean Newcomb came in, struck out 4 1⅔. He is pretty good.
Did that today?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. We're still top 8 right now, but that brings you up to speed. Some good things.
Yeah. Think the season continues. I don't know what to say. It's been fun watching some of these young position players, but still hurts just how bad they are.
It's not turned into a lot of W's, unfortunately. No. My moment of the week, kind of continuing a little bit today, Ken Waldichuk. Ken Waldichuk's starting to show some stuff. What Ken Waldichuk is doing right now reminds me a little bit, to a lesser degree, of what JP Sears was doing like 2 months ago. Yeah. You know, he's just like showing some of the signs of why he was a well-regarded prospect in the first place.
Reminds me a little bit of Sean Manaea's rise. Slow, steady, you know, a lot of his value is just being out there for 5-6 innings every game.
And I mean, you forget kind of in a year like this when you've given up so many runs that it starts to like get annoying to give up any runs. But like 3 runs over 6 innings is a good start.
Yeah.
You know,
and it could win usually if your team's okay.
So yeah, that's been my moment of the week. Just seeing I'm enjoying overall. The walks still kill me sometimes, but overall I'm enjoying watching Ken Waldichuk pitch. Pretty and that sure. was not true for a while. You know,
he walked in a run today, sadly.
But he only gave up 1 run.
Yeah.
So
that you know. Was it. Mine was the Rooker walk-off, which was excellent. First A's walk-off over the Royals since Scott Hatterberg.
Wow. Very cool.
First A's walk-off home run, anyways.
Yeah.
At least that's what they told me. And followed that up by getting on stage at the Zach Bryan concert next door that night, who apparently is one of his favorite artists, and he sang a song with him. So that's a pretty good night in my book.
I would say it's a great night, especially, you know, for kind of a down year. That's a great moment.
That's amazing. You know? And I don't really know. I couldn't tell you a single Zach Bryan song, but I'm aware that he's a very famous artist.
Yeah, I'm not real familiar with him, but he also seems like a pretty cool guy.
Yeah.
So
keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So OPS team, plus
the team is in various states,
yeah,
depending on who you're looking at. I went through and looked at over the last 14 days, which is approximately how long it's been since we've podcasted, give or take, their OPS, so that you can look at their splits on Baseball Reference, and it gives you two options for like past 14 days, 30 days. It tells you their OPS compared to the league in that time span, mm-hmm. and it tells you their OPS compared to themselves, like their performance thus far. So I thought that was an interesting feature.
Baseball Reference is amazing, man.
So I'm just looking at their OPS compared to the rest of the league in the last 14 days. Aledmys Díaz leads the way. Well, no, I take that back. Tony Kemp leads the way, 162. Aledmys Díaz, 156. So kind of sadly, they're our hottest players, but good for them. Good for Tony, especially.
There are some other people with good numbers. Nothing that good.
No.
But there are also some people with bad numbers.
Ryan Noda's back, and he's got a 135 OPS lately.
Yeah, it turns out Ryan Noda is who we thought he was. Amazing.
And Shea, if it wasn't apparent from our recaps, he's hot as heck. He's up to a 130 in the past 14 days.
Yeah.
Noda, I already mentioned Noda. Rooker's hanging in there with a 112.
Yeah.
And Geloff's still hanging in there at 116. And it should be noted that on the season as a whole, Geloff leads the pack at 154 OPS plus.
And Shea's up to 85, and he was real low.
Shea was right in the 60s for a while. He's up to 85, which impressed me too.
Rooker 123. Rooker's holding his own
at 123. Very, I mean, that's like a best season of Mark Canha's career type number.
Absolutely.
I could be exaggerating.
Well, I mean, and you know, Rooker to Mark Canha is a pretty good compare. You know, Rooker's got more power, and Canha may have a little bit of a better eye, but
see Rooker developing that.
That's
skill.
Pretty close, you know.
Okay. So best season, Canha put up a 146 in 2019, but after that, his best is 124,
which is one higher than 123, which is pretty close to what Rooker's doing.
He's a career 114er.
I'm the one. Really, of all of these,
it's Ryan Noda, right?
And the one that stands out as concerning to me, of all of these, well, I guess mainly two of them,
Jonah Bride,
Estri Ruiz.
Oh, yes,
is looking like maybe the worst version of what we thought we might be getting.
It's not going great. He can steal clearly, and that's kind of it. I mean, he's looking like a Rajai Davis type player.
Yeah, faster, but yes. And Nick Allen, you know, like I seen that Nick Allen's OPS plus over the last 14 days, only 59. It's not,
thought it was going better.
Not great.
And he's had a good couple of days.
Yeah. There. So he's had a couple multi-hit games. So the fact that
it's still
outside of the multi-hit games, he's been so hopeless is not great. But
Noda's got a 129 on the season.
Noda's amazing.
Not enough people are giving him the attention he should get for like top rookie of the year.
Yeah. I think he may have ended up missing too much time, all things
bit.
Told. But yes, he is. Ryan Noda is fully a find. You know, like they lucked out. They lucked out that worked out in a season where nothing worked out. Ryan Noda has worked out incredibly well.
I would want him on my team.
Incredibly
10
well.
10 out of 10 times.
Which kind of leads into the. And we also need to mention Soderstrom got sent down.
He did.
Not surprised by it. He looked. The things that were supposed to be there were, I would say, mostly there, but he just looked a little bit overmatched. You know, I think he needs a little bit more time, which is okay because he's 21, you know, and he was also catching. So, anyway, ideal. What's your ideal lineup next year?
Well, let's go through it right now. I've already talked myself into Ryan Noda first.
Yep.
I guess my big question is, who do we put at third? Do we put Geloff there? Do we put Jordan Díaz there?
I would like Jordan Díaz, I think.
Okay. So then we're putting Geloff at second.
Yeah. And then I guess Nick Allen at short, right?
Nick Allen at short. Let's just hope that that can work. Like, can he give us an 85 OPS plus?
Yeah, and then Rooker.
Shea behind the dish.
Absolutely. Rooker in left.
Rooker left. Maybe Butler center.
Butler center.
Oh, what about Bledé?
I'm thinking J.J. Bledé in right.
Okay.
And then...
Yeah, we're moving Ruiz to the bench, I'm thinking.
Yeah, yeah. And also, Tony. Who knows if Tony Kemp is still around next year, you know.
Bench, if he's around.
Lawrence Butler is in the conversation, you know. Like, I think those four guys, Rooker.
Bledé. And
Bledé.
We do have Seth Brown.
That's true.
But we could throw him at DH for now.
Yeah, I think Seth Brown's probably, or maybe, I guess maybe Seth Brown and Wright, huh? Seth Brown isn't too bad.
They can trade, you know. Yeah. They can trade.
All those things are interchangeable. But I like all those names. I think if we run that team out there every day next year, we're better than this year.
Yeah. And that's not even including Soderstrom and some other names that could make a difference.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, be on the lookout. I mean, that's a lineup we could see, except for Bledé. I mean, it's a lineup we could see tomorrow, you know.
Yeah.
Which is kind of the most exciting part of this part of the season.
Yeah. Yeah, you like some things are starting
We're starting to actually see what could feasibly be a decent baseball team.
Yeah, some things are starting to crystallize a little bit, which is nice.
Something that is
because crystallizing. I don't think we had gotten these types of answers at this point last season.
No, we had no direction.
You know, so it's good that they have at least put some things together.
The direction at this point last season was Sean Murphy's going to go.
Yeah. We finally get to talk about him. Sean Newcomb.
Sean Newcomb. Yeah, speaking of things crystallizing, the newcomer, Sean Newcomb, I looked up a few things about him. I was getting a little scouting report going. Nicknamed Nuke, grade A.
Yes.
Love it. I don't know how... I haven't actually seen these appearances. Do you know how hard he throws?
No.
I think we could look that up. He's the former 15th overall pick by the Angels in 2014. Now is the owner of, a 4 2/3 scoreless to start his A's career? Four and a third? He was a starter with the Braves in 2017 and 2018. So starting on a good baseball club... was pretty good, a little above average ERA plus-wise, right around the 100 mark.
Mm-hmm.
Moved to relief in 2019 and started getting even better, ERA plus of 145. And I'm not really sure what the whole story is since then, because since then he's been moved around, up and down between AAA and the bigs, mostly pitching in relief, starting a couple games here and there. Last time he threw... more than two innings in a big league game was 2020. He got over the four-inning mark a couple times, and then thought it was interesting he was traded to the Cubs for Jesse Chavez in 2022.
Yeah. And I was just about to say he was traded from the Angels to the Braves with Eric Ibar and Chris Ellis for Jose Briseño and Andrelton Simmons.
Andrelton, interesting.
And, yeah, I mean, it seems like he's kind of one of those guys who just... didn't really establish himself super well and just kind of fell through the cracks a little bit. You know, I mean, he wasn't very good.
No, he didn't do anything to stand out. His 2019 season in relief was good.
Yes.
Not like amazing, but good.
Everything since then has been pretty bad.
Yes. But he hasn't had a lot of opportunity at the big league level.
No, and I mean, this is the type of thing where like, if this works out of the bullpen, there's no reason we should not see if he can start still.
Interesting. So what immediately comes up on his Baseball Savant page is, albeit in only 52 pitches at the big league level, he's in the top 4% of the league in max exit velocity. He's 99.9 is the highest he's given up.
Wow, that's interesting. He seems like a crafty lefty.
He throws a fastball at 94, a sinker at 93, curveball 81, cutter 83.
K per nine for his career of 9.2, and I'll take that because we don't have a lot of strikeout people right now.
Yes,
and we don't really have much going from the left side out of the bullpen at all. I mean, I bet you this is why Kirby Snead's starting to pitch better, because he's starting to feel the heat a little bit. You know, he's not the only lefty out there anymore.
In 2019, when he was good at, in the bullpen, he was in the top 10% of the league in limiting hard hit percentage.
Yeah, I mean, he's 6'5", 255. He's kind of a unit.
Got good fastball spin, got good curveball spin. Doesn't throw that hard. Poor extension. I'm excited like it, about him. I'm I think excited he's too, a great
and he's,
move.
And he's looked great. So, alrighty.
It'll be interesting to see if the A's can manage to swoop like a Lucas Giolito for a little. I mean, the stupid Angels, man.
Yeah.
The A's are number one on the waiver list, yeah. So we get first dibs.
We get whoever we want.
I don't know if we're really going to do it because it doesn't really make a ton of sense, but maybe. Why not? I don't know.
It might be cool. It wouldn't be the craziest thing we've ever done.
All right. Speaking of craziest thing we've ever done, I've got a hard Oakland player look back for you.
A hard one, huh?
Difficult. So he began his career with the Mets in 1998 at age 25. Was okay. Finally started playing well around 2002 when he hit 16 home runs, hit .303, .351 on base. Was then moved to the Rockies, where he ended up having a great season, a 139 OPS plus. Padres, Boston, finally with the A's in 2005. Looks like he's traded from Boston midseason. I just remember him as being kind of like a shorter, pesky outfield type. Didn't steal very many bags, but was just like, I don't know, a hard-nosed baseball player. 2005, 2006, Oakland A. 97 OPS plus, 94 OPS plus. Nothing crazy, nothing that special. Decent for a, who knows if he was good at defense, but would have been decent for a good defensive-minded outfielder.
Dang.
This is a tough one. I mean, so this is from when Dan and I were like freshmen in high school, approximately.
Oh, man.
But 2006, you know, the A's went to the.
Yeah. It's going to be in
the championship series. And he played on that team 142 games. Do you remember the outfielders on that team?
Not well enough. Honestly, Nick Swisher. But that's not Nick Swisher. Right.
That ain't no Nick Swisher.
I don't know. Who is it?
Jay Payton.
Oh, my God. Wow. I was never going to guess that. But, I mean, like I said, that's, you know, as soon as I hear the name. Jay Payton, man, that is...
Jay Payton.
That's a hell of a Rockies... That's a hell of a Rockies run right
Dude,
there.
Dude, that 139 OPS plus.
Yeah. Yeah, Jay Payton. Wow. Well,
albeit in 47 games.
And the next year, I mean, next year is pretty good too.
Yeah.
Interesting.
28 home runs. Interesting.
I don't know if I ever would have thought about the name Jay Payton again if you didn't bring it up. That's a good one.
Very memorable for That's me a for good some one. Reason. All right. Well, I got you that time.
You did indeed. Okay. Coolest thing we saw in baseball.
For me, it's definitely Julio Rodriguez. He's going crazy. He now has 5 4-hit games since we last potted. He had 4 in a row immediately after our last podcast. He now leads the league in hits after being ranked 21st in hits only a month ago.
Yep. He's absolutely on fire.
Sadly, he was not in the lineup today.
No.
He's got a little issue, foot or back or something.
That may be, I would say that's probably the coolest thing happening in baseball right now. You know, like how hot he is.
And the Mariners.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mariners overtook first place in the West.
They didn't have to pass us, but
yeah, it's much better
this
way.
They passed some people. Mine was Johan Oviedo, shut out the Royals yesterday, and I also have him on my fantasy team in his first day of the fantasy playoffs. And he's been pretty good. He's been. I think he's maybe 24 or 25, but he's one of those guys that, you know, the Pirates may have figured something out with him.
He looks nasty. I've streamed him a few times.
So that was awesome. It was on the same day he threw a shutout, and I streamed Luis Severino. For God knows what reason, and he was electric. Yeah, mostly for fantasy reasons, but the Oviedo shutout was very cool. And I watched the last couple innings of it, so that was cool too. Speaking of fantasy purposes, we have our fantasy. It was a long fantasy matchup.
William Contreras racked you up the points.
Yes, he did.
128. Lance Lynn got you 29.2.
Mm-hmm.
Jose Quintana got me 51.5. Jordan Walker got me 48.5. So not enough to even overcome.
You got a nice round 100, though. Flat, didn't you?
Yeah.
That's cool.
But not enough to overcome your William Contreras.
Yeah, that's a dub for me, for sure.
So we're all tied up at 2-2 since we've officially started keeping track. And next week, I'm going with Charlie Blackman, who's also on a tear lately.
He is.
And Ryu of the Blue Jays, who I think he's been back for 3 or 4 starts now off the IL, and he's great. He's looking great.
Yep. I'm going Kyle Schwarber and Yuri Perez.
Excellent choices.
Yuri Perez has been dealing. Kyle Schwarber's been doing exactly what he's been doing for the last couple of years.
Absolutely.
But just need, 3 or 4 homers, that's a good week.
He's got like the identical line.
Yeah, did you see that? Season. That was crazy, right? And yeah, Yuri Perez has been solid. You see, they already exhausted his minor league options. He's 20 and he has no more minor league options.
Damn, that's great for us. Maybe he'll slip into our grasp.
I know, I can't send him down anymore.
So
2-2, 2-2 as of this week.
And in Yahoo Fantasy World, it's playoff time.
It is indeed.
Dan's got the bye because he's in first. Mm-hmm. And I'm like fifth or sixth place trying to make my way to the championship. So I'm playing. I had a lot of thoughts going on this week. It was time to get rid of Carlos Correa. I went Royce Lewis. He immediately homered. He also had 2 grand slams in back-to-back days before I picked him up. And so to homer again as soon as I picked him up.
Did you see Jolly Olive? I think maybe did a video today or yesterday about how Correa has just been helpless. But yeah, I mean, you were thinking what, Royce Lewis or Willy Adames?
Right.
We're both good options, but I think at this point it's clearly Royce Lewis.
Lewis is hotter and he's got the dual position eligibility. Yeah. I dropped Carlos Estevez like a week or two ago. He has had a really successful season, but right now I need pitchers that are going to put up big stat lines. So
yep.
Moving on from 3 relievers to just 2. Picked up Josh Lowe, who is super hot. Homered again today, got a double, I think, scored some runs. Great choice so far. He's kind of filling in for Mike Trout for me.
Mm-hmm.
And thought hard about dropping Nolan Gorman, but I'm just going to ride with it. He had an okay day today. I think he put up like 9 points.
Well, and he's still from second base. I mean, you can't look at what he's doing versus like what Julio Rodriguez is doing.
Right.
Because, still from second and third, he does both. He's still got to be pretty high up there on overall. So, I mean, and Nolan Gorman, he's a day away from homering twice in any given game.
Bonkers hot. Yeah. So how are you preparing for your matchups?
I've made a couple moves. I added Estevez because Bautista blew his elbow out, which is probably my low moment of the year. No, yeah. Juan DeFranco. Juan DeFranco is for sure the low moment of the year for a number of reasons. We are not going to talk about that any more than we need to. Juan DeFranco is seemingly a weirdo, and I dropped him pretty immediately.
May never play again.
But aside from that, I picked up Estevez because, as you said, he's had a good year. And I had only had 2 relievers. I think I have Camilo Duvall as my other reliever. Great. And so, like, Camilo Duvall and Bautista were
locking it down.
Great. They're doing great. But Estevez has been pretty awesome.
He's very solid.
Yeah. And then somebody dropped Hunter Green. So I claimed Hunter Green because I'm on a bye this week. I can give Hunter Green a start and see if he's good. I think he's been terrible in the 2 starts since he come off the, but I mean, the guy,
sure, got 10,
he will for sure. Yeah. So I'm going to see on that. And then I picked up Adam Duvall because he is bananas hot right now.
Nice.
And I picked him up today and he homered. I picked him up yesterday. He homered.
Gotta love that.
And also I added Josh Rojas. Because seemingly any Mariner at this point is worth picking up because they're going to produce.
What a fun story. He was ice cold with the D-backs.
He was. And the Mariners, I like the Mariners. The Mariners are for sure my favorite other team in the AL West by a country mile.
Totally.
So it is nice. And they got good fans up there. So it's nice to see it hopping up there a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, if you follow all of those tips, if you pick up all of those guys, I bet you win.
Just do what we do.
If you're following us for fantasy advice. But man, is there a worse spot to be in than first going into the playoffs? I feel like every single time
it just doesn't work out.
You lose. I'm so preparing myself to just get bounced next round. But we'll see. We'll see what happens.
You never know.
I'm feeling good this week.
And that's all we have today.
Yeah, that is episode 25 for you guys. It doesn't really seem like we have much planned coming up, so probably should be next week.
Should be another week.
But you know, we're here. Be rest assured that we are here watching the games. And yeah, in the meantime, sell the team.
Sell the team.
And go A's. Bye-bye.